Sugya of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavono and Simon Samach Mirtz Hashem. The Mishnah says on Daf Yud Gimel, "Hayakuri b'third of Egiyas Man Hamikro im Kivin Libo Yotza." Somebody that was laning the Torah, "V'Egiyas Man Hamikro Zman Kriyas Shema im Kivin Libo Yotza." The Gemara asks, "Shma Mi Nomet Tzrichas Kavono?" If it says im Kivin Liboy, the mashmois is they have to be mechavan to be yoytze in the midst of Kriya Shema. There's machlekes in Psochim, machlekes Tanoim, machlekes in Rosh Hashanah, machlekes Amaroim, Chofches. Whether or not Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavano, l'chur, we have a Stam Mishnah here that says the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavano. And for the Gemara, Mayim Kivin Liboy, Likrois. No, there's no Raya. Kivin Liboy doesn't mean to be yoytze in the mitzvah. Kivin Liboy means Likrois. In fact, the Gemara of Hokka Kari, what do you mean Kivin Liboy Likrois? He is being Kura. You don't need a special kavana likrois. He is being kura. And for the Gemara b'kura lahagia. No, there's etvas a chasar and there's some type of chasar in his kriya. Like Rashi, it's only lahagia according to Tesis and Rabbeinu Yena. Could be that you're not saying all the words, you're not saying the words properly. And therefore, if you're mechavin likroi, your kavana is to read the words properly and read all the words. Then in a chanami, you'll be able to be yotzei your chiyuv. But there's no raya from here whether or not Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And the shaila is, like the Rishonim asked, that l'chura, why didn't the Gemara just answer, k'pshutoi, the b'hemshach ha-Gemara t'mavur, there's a machlekes, whether or not, when we darshan out of Alevavcha, that you have there's a chiv, kavana, which is miyuchad for kriyashma, the shaila is exactly how much do you need, how much kavana, until where do you need kavana? Is it just the first pasuk, or is it the first parsha? Is it Alevavcha, or is it even the second parsha, Ken Zayin, four different shitas? We should have said that in a Hanami, that there's no raya from here that Mrs. Shiloh's Kavana, because the Kavana that we're talking about is Kavana of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, Kavana Salev of Pirush Hamilim. Why wasn't the Gemara Madche that it's Mavur, that Kriya Shema has its own din of Kavana that no other mitzvah has? Why did we have to say that it's talking about Kuri Lagia? Just say Kipshutoi, like the Hemshech of the Gemara says, that in a Hanami, the Kavana over here is Kavana Lotzeis. The kavana of kavana salev of Pirush Hamilim. So the truth is, just b'maimer muzgil, the Ramban and Mochamis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, he brings a raya from this sugyo that mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. How do I know? Because Yigufa asked this question. He says, how come the Gemara didn't answer that the kavana that we're talking about is kavana of kabbalah samach shemayim? Says vayis dois lefi the man da amar mitzvahis ain tzrichas kavano. You don't even have to be mechavin for the first pasuk of kabbalah samach shemayim. Vayis dois from the fact that Gemara didn't answer that. And lemaskonas haGemara that Rabba paskins that the first pasuk does need the kavana of kabbalah samach shemayim. Memeidel we have a raya from there that you need kavana also for mitzvahs. He's not mechavin to two different kavanas. He says that the same. Tali zebazeh. If you hold that you don't mitzvahis ain tzrichas kavano, then you don't need kavana to be mekabel amach shemayim. And if you hold that you need a mekabel amach shemayim, you need kavana for mekabel amach shemayim, then al-karkad you hold the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And l'chura tamua, why should it be toli zebazeh? As the Turi Evin is matmi on the Ramban, the Shangasarin and the Sefer Turi Evin Rosh Hashanah is matmi on the Ramban, why should it be toli zebazeh? L'chura is two totally different kavanas. It's mashmois maybe the Rashbi here also in the first teret, ayin shom. That's the first hour. The first hour is l'chura, why didn't the Gemara answer kipshutoi? That the kavana that we're talking about is kavana of kabbalah samach shemayim. The second aura is that the gedolei achrayim ask, the Bach asked this on Rabbeinu Yerino, the Shagas Aryeh, the Kapis Tamarim, and the Sefer Yom Truo. They ask that we saw in the sugya of Pasach v'Shechron Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph that if a person started making the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam with the wrong bracha in mind, and then he finishes off with the right bracha. Lefi Rashi and Tesis, the halacha is that's a suffix in the Gemara whether or not you yate him. Frek the Ravid, the Rush brings it down. The lechur mitzvah same tzrichas kavana. What's the reason? What should be the tzad that it should be no good if you're not if you didn't have the richtig kavana in the Baruch Atah Hashem? Lechur mitzvah same tzrichas kavana. So we saw that there was kama tuutzim in the Rishonim. The pashta says lechur that over here the Rishonim answered that here it's considered kavana fakert and therefore you can't be yate him. Rabbeinu Yonah said something else. Rabbeinu Yonah says that l'kuli alma, when it comes to mitzvah sheba amiro, mitzvah which is not a maisa, the whole mitzvah is just an amiro, is a dibur, like a bracha, then everybody holds that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The svara, he says, Now the chora, it's by a maisa. The maisa is oimid b'mokrim the mitzvah. Hamaisa hu b'mokrim akavano. Avo b'mitzvah shetliyis ba'amira. Kivan shamir b'leiv. Ukshe'enu mechavim ba'amir ve'enois hamaisa nimtzik mishlas v'shum davar mitzvah. When you have a maisa, the chol apachas, you have the maisa mitzvah. Where you have a dibur, you don't have a maisa. So you don't have the maisa, and you don't have a kavanas aleiv. So what do you have in the mitzvah already? The mele everybody holds, even the man that holds mitzvah, angel is kavana. That's only by a maisa mitzvah. When it comes to namira, everybody holds you have to have kavana. If that's the case, of us frak the gemara here, frak the alala chrenim. What's the gemara asking? Shema mina mitzvah sriches kavana. Of course, we're talking about kriyashma. Kriyashma is a mitzvah shibid dibur. Dibur, everybody holds needs kavana. It's not a maisa bechlal. According to Rabbeinu Yoyin, it's very shver, vas frak the gemara bechlal. Going back to the first question, the Olam Saw, the Ra, the Ritva, they say that there's not really, it's not just two types of kavana, there's really three types of kavana. It's not just kavana of Kabbalah Sumach Shemayim, kavana of Latis Yidei Mitzvahs. There's three types of kavana. Two kavanas that are negiah to every mitzvah, and a third kavana which is negiah dafka to Kriyashma. The first kavana is that a person shouldn't be mesasik. He has to know that he's doing the maisa b'chlal. If a person picks up a shofar and he says, "What is this?" and he blows, and out comes the tekiah. He didn't even know he didn't know what was going to happen. Out comes the tekiah. That's not considered a maisa mitzvah. B'chlal didn't even know what he's doing. Navach nevuchi, he's barking into the shofar, and out comes the sound. That's not considered. That's mesasik ba'alma. That's not considered a maisa mitzvah b'chlal. By all mitzvahs, a person has to at least know that he's doing a maisa mitzvah. He knows what he's doing b'chlal, whether he knows that it's a mitzvah or not, but he knows what the maisa is. The second kavana is kavana latzis yidei chayves ha-mitzvah. That's the machlokes whether or not mitzvah sriches kavana in Rosh Hashanah, whether or not we pass in mitzvah sriches kavana or not. That's also negiah to every single mitzvah. Do you have to be mechavin before you do the mitzvah that you're trying to be mekayim a mitzvah or not? And the third kavana is kavana which is miyuchad dafka for kriyashma, and that is kloshen ritva shechavin liboy b'chol teva v'teva v'yayin b'inyin v'yavin oisai. That you should be mechavin, pirush hamilim, b'chol teva v'teva, every word that you're saying, you be mechavin, what am I saying, and understand what you're saying. And that's the kavana of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, when you understand what you're saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and v'aftas Hashem Elokeinu b'chol v'chol na'ashrech v'chol ma'idecho, then in Echanami, that's memeila Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. That's the machlaikis, which is behemshecha gemara, of, do you need, just for the first pasuk, until the first two psukim, the entire parasha, or even the first two parashiyos, that's the machlokes we have in Hemshech HaGemara. Memela, the reason why, says the Ritva, so why didn't we answer, like the Rishonim asked, why didn't we answer that the Kavana that it says in the Mishnah is the Kavana of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim? The reason is because the Mashmois of the Mishnah is, HaYekar Batar V'Giyaz Manamikra Im Kivin Liba Yatza, it's Mashmois, you have to be Mechavin Liba for all three parashiyos. Not just for the first pasuk or for the first two psukim and the first parasha, the third parasha. It's mashma all three parashas. Now, no one holds that in the parasha of Vayomer you need to be mechavan for pirush hamilim. So it can't be that the kavana that it's talking about the Mishnah, which is mashma all three parashas, can't be the kavana that's talking about the Hemshecha Gemara, because no one holds you need for all three parashas. So it must be that the kavana that the Gemara is talking about is kavana lotzei sidei chovas hamitzvah. Shema mino mitzvah striches kavana. And for the Gemara, no. We're talking about over here that it's kuri lagia. What does it mean that it's kuri lagia? Says the Ritva, you're misasik ba'almo. He doesn't even realize what he's doing. In other words, his whole kavana is not kavana to read b'chlal. All he's doing is being magia, and therefore that's considered misasik ba'almo. In other words, you're not being mechavin for the maisa kriya, and mamele you're not going to be able to be yotze your chayvas kriyashma. That's a mitzvah. That's the third type of kavana. In other words, the Gemara said we can't be talking about the Kavana of Kavala Sal Shemayim, because from the Mishnah Tzmashma we need Kavana for all three parashiyos, and no one holds you need the Kavana of Pirush HaMilim for all three parashiyos. So we're left with two other types of Kavana. Kavana to be Yoytzei L'Yedei Chayves HaMitzvah, and Kavana you shouldn't be Mesasek. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, we thought it's the first type of Kavana, and for the Gemara, no. It's the second type of Kavana, that you're not a Mesasek. As long as, if you're Kuri Lagia, that's considered Mesasek, and you're not going to be Yoytzei L'Yedei Chayves HaMitzvah. That's how the Ritva, the Ra, learned the sugya. Yesh Lain, how does Rashi learn the sugya? How does Rashi learn what the Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara is? So we saw that Tosfos was matmiya on Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, kuri lahagia? If kuri lahagia is a sefer, miyesh boi tois, dafilu lekriya nami le miskavin. He's not being mechavin even for kriya. Frek Tosfos, tomua, vahoka kori. What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara asked the question, you're reading. Miskavin likreis. The Gemara says, you are reading. And for the Gemara, kuri lahagia. You're only kuri lahagia and you're not being miskavin for kriya. Frek the Gemara, frek Tosfos, vahoka kori. You have the same question. According to Rashi, how did the Gemara answer the question? Zol zayin that you're being kuri lahagia. But you're reading all the words? If you're reading all the words, then that's it. You're yet to the chiv. What's this kuri la? What more do you need than that? Tosfos says, in the Chanami, you weren't kuri all the words, or you weren't kuri all the letters, you weren't kuri mezuzas instead of mezuzos. And Memela, Tosfos learns a different shot. But that's Rashi, the Chorot's Tomua. What did the Gemara answer according to Rashi? So you could say that in the Chanami, learns like the Ritva, like we just mentioned, that when a person is being kuri la'agiyah, he's being misasik ba'almo. He's being misasik, and that's not considered a kriya. Nahainu, what's misasik? Just to be masber a little bit, what does it mean, misasik? The classic misasik that we have, when it gets to Shabbos, is shoygig on Shabbos is if a person doesn't realize there's a carrot that's attached to the ground, and he pulls out the carrot, he's shoygig if one of two things. Either he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, he doesn't remember that it's Shabbos. He knows that it's usher to pull out a carrot on Shabbos, he just doesn't know that it's Shabbos. That's one shoygig. The other shoygig is he knows that it's Shabbos. He just pasha doesn't know that it's usher to detach a carrot from the ground on Shabbos. Toilish. How about if the person knows that it's Shabbos, and he knows that it's usher to detach a carrot, but he pasha thinks that the carrot is detached from the ground? That is misasik ba'almo. You're trying to do one thing, you're trying to do a totally different thing than what happened. In the other case of shoygig, you're trying to detach it, you just didn't realize it was Shabbos or that it's usher. Here you're not trying to detach it, b'chlal, you thought it was detached. That's misasik. Misasik means you're being oisik in something else, and a different maisa happens. I'm being oisik in picking up something which is detached, and what happened was that it was really attached, and I ended up doing a different maisa than I thought that I was doing. That's what misasik is. Misasik lahagia, kuri lahagia means that I'm not thinking bechlal to read. I'm just making sure that all the words are here. When you read a sign, just to make sure you proofread something, you just want to make sure that all the words are there. Very often you can't even think afterwards, somebody asks, what does it say? I have no idea. You read all the words? Yeah, of course I read all the words. You just want to make sure that all the words are here. But you're not being kuri bechlal, you're being oisik in something else, you're trying to proofread, you're not trying to read bechlal. That's, in other words, we don't look at it as if you're being mechaven bechlal for a maitza kriya. That's misasik ba'alma. Maybe. I don't know. The Tosfos Kanira understood, maybe, like you're saying, that that's not considered misasik. The Meili could say that that's how Rashi understood. Rashi taka kuri lagia. The answer to Tosfos Kasha is that we're talking about your kuri lagia. Hoka kuri? No! You're being misasik ba'alma. A person that's kuri, even if he's not being mechavan to be yaitu the mitzvah, but at least he's reading. This person is not even mechavan to read b'chlal. That's how the Nachas David Bemis learns without Rashi. If you look at the Tzlach has a beautiful pshat in Rashi. And he answers really the first question that we asked in the Rishonim. The Rishonim asked the question, why didn't the Gemara just answer Kipshutai that the Kavana that we're talking about is Kavana of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim? Pirush Hamilim, in other words. Says the Tzlach, according to Rashi, that is what the Gemara answered. The Gemara says like this, Shema Mino, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. We see from here that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, because what's occur in Kivin Liboy? Says the Gemara, Mayim Kivin Liboy Likreis. What does it mean, Kivin Liboy Likreis? What does it mean, Kivin Liboy Likreis? You're being Kerr of Atero. What's the person doing when he's being Kerr of Atero? If you don't understand what you're saying, so what are you reading? What are you learning about? A person that's Kerr of Atero automatically means that he's understanding what he's saying. So therefore, when we answered, the Gemara answered, Mayim kivin libay likrais. No, he's being mechavin likrais to understand, to read Torah. That means to understand the Pirush Hamilim. What else is he doing if he's reading Torah? So some people say, what do you mean? I make a vechatargum. We just knock it down. We don't have the slightest idea what we're saying. But the Gemara understood that if likrais, if a person's being clear about Torah, then he's trying to be mechavin. He's trying to understand what he's saying. That's Pirush Hamilim. That's kufa and echanami. When it says kavana, kavana means Pirush Hamilim. Kavana means kavana of reading the Torah, Pirush Hamilim. Correct the Gemara. Likreis vaka kari. What do you mean? You have to be mechavin liboy likreis. You have to be mechavin liboy to understand what the words mean. Obviously, if you're learning Torah, then you understand what the words mean. So it goes without saying. And for the Gemara, no, he b'kuri la'agiyah. We're talking about that when he was reading the Torah was being kuri la'agiyah, and therefore he wasn't trying to understand the Pirush HaMilim. If he's mechaven libay to read the Pirush HaMilim, then in the Chama you're yetze. And that's exactly like the Hemshech HaGemara. So the Rishonim all asked, now, why didn't the Gemara just answer Kipshutai, that you're being mechaven for that which it says kavanah, kivan libay means you're being mechaven for Pirush HaMilim? According to Rashi, that's gufa what the Gemara answered. That's what the Gemara answered. We're talking about that the person didn't even have kavanah for Pirush HaMilim. But if you would be kur batero, and you'd be mechaven for the Pirush HaMilim, then inachnami b'yotze. That's l'chor pshat, and Rashi says, lo yibinin shemis, I'm sorry, even for Kriyas Havanas HaTorah, you're not being miskaven. But in the Chanami, the Kavana that it talks about in the Mishnah, according to Shitas Rashi, the Kavana that it talks about in the Mishnah is the Kavana of Pirush HaMilim and Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's good for the Shaklev Tarayat Gemara. So it's not, the Shaklev Tarayat Gemara is not like the Ritva and they're all understood. That we thought that the right is Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, we said no, it's Misasik. No, the answer is, we thought that this is a right to Mrs. Shichas Kavanah, we said, no, it's the Kavanah that's miyuchad for Kriya Shema. What Kavanah is that? Pirush HaMilim, Dahinu Kabbalah, Samach HaShemayim. Automatically, the Pirush HaMilim is, that is the mitzvah. When you have Pirush HaMilim, you're understanding what you're saying, that is the mitzvah of Kabbalah, Samach HaShemayim. Maybe you're not being mechavin, lehedya lekayim mitzvah zaveri, which is what the Gemara is saying, but that is the mitzvah. You have done it. Once a person, that's the Indian, even if a person's not being Kriya Shema, the halacha is that you're supposed to teach women that even if they're not chayim in Kriya Shema, that they should be mekabel omach shemayim. That's the halacha if somebody didn't say it before shalosh shoyis or arba shoyis. You should say it over the course of the day, lekabel omach shemayim. That's the mitzvah, even though you're not mekayim the mitzvah zaveri, but once you do kabel omach shemayim, that is the mitzvah be'etzim. You have the Indian of the mitzvah without the keem of the mitzvah if it's afterwards. If it's during the time, then you have the Indian and the keem of the mitzvah. The only thing that's a little bit schwer with Das Rashi, whether you learn Misasik, whether you learn like Tetzlacha's understanding, the Gemara is Havamina. The Gemara says, Shema mina mitzvah Tzrichas Kavano, Shemiskavin l'shem mitzvah. V'tikshe l'rabba, Damar Misachas Rosh Hashanah, Tekeh l'shir yotzo. It's a question according to Rabba that says, Tekeh l'shir yotzo. Now, some of the elements of the Gemara, not everybody did, I'll just be Manske the Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Sholchu leila avu ader Shmuel, Kafu v'ochol matzo, Mai. They sent a question to Avu the Shmuel. Let's say somebody forced somebody else to eat matzah on Leila Seder. What's the halacha? The Gemara says, who forced him? The Gemara says, Parsim, Goyim forced him. Says Avu the Shmuel, you yotze. Kafu v'ochol matzah yotze. Somebody that forces somebody else to eat matzah, Goy forces the Yid to eat matzah on Leila Seder, he's yotze de chervas achilas matzah. Says Rabba, Amar Rabba, Zayse Meris, according to Avu the Shmuel, hatikeh l'shir yotze. Somebody that picks up a shofar and he starts blowing a song, and out comes two, 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 and he starts the song, he's yotze. He's got his tekeh l'shir, even though he's not mechavin, just like the guy that was forced, if you're telling me that somebody forces somebody else to be mekayim, to eat matzah, he's yotze yidei chayvas matzah, even though he wasn't mechavin, so too, somebody that blows a shofar with a shir, is yotze yidei chayvas tekeh l'shir, even though he wasn't mechavin. Marsla's pshita, haynu hach. That's the same thing, yeah, obviously, if you said that Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavanah, then Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavanah. And for the Gemara, no, I would have thought that matzah is different. Matzah, you ate the matzah and you were nene. Rashi says, and if we find that Mesasik Bechalovim V'arayis, even though he wasn't Mechavim Bechlal for doing it, he didn't even realize that it was Chelev. There's a piece of Chelev and a piece of Shuman in front of him. And he went for the Shuman, and he turned around, and by accident he picked up the Chelev. He knows Chelev is Aser, and he knows which one is Chelev. He was trying to pick up the shum and he picked up the chaylev and he ate it. That's masasik. Nevertheless, he's chayiv. Shekein nene. When a person's nene, it's choshev hano. So too, I would have thought, maybe dafka by matzah. If they force him to eat matzah, you nene from the matzah. That's why your yetzim mitzvah is considered hano. It's considered kavano. And therefore you're yetzim the mitzvah. But, tekeh l'shir, where there's no hano, there's no achila, maybe I would have thought that you're not yetzim. Says Gemara, no. Even by tekeh l'shir, you're also yetzim. So, Kumtais, Bain according to Avu de Shmuel, Sai according to Avu de Shmuel, Sai according to Rabbah, we hold mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah. Avu de Shmuel just said it in Negeah to Matzah, and Rabbah said it in Negeah to Tkiyah Shefer, but they both hold mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah. Frek da Achreinim, Rosh Yosef, and many others. Why does Rashi say, V'tikshila Rabbah, Domer Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, Tikeh Lashir Yotzah? Why did Rashi say that it's only Shver according to Rabbah? this halacha is not only according to Rava. Avuah de Shmuel said the same thing. He just said it with regard to matzah. It's shver sai according to Avuah de Shmuel, sai according to Rava. So the Gilyon Marsha, he says, really to answer Rabbeinu Yoina beforehand, Rabbeinu Yoina, we asked on Rabbeinu Yoina, the Achrayim asked on Rabbeinu Yoina, what's the Gemara's question over here? Shmamina mitzvah tzrichas kavano. Rabbeinu Yoina said that when it comes to Kriya Shema, everybody holds that a mitzvah of Amira needs kavano. Of course, you don't have a ride from here to any other mitzvah. Kriya Shema is different. It's an Amira. Everybody's going to hold mitzvah tzrichas kavano. Says the Gilyon Marsha, that's why Rashi was masbir v'tikshel Rabo, because it's only a question on Rabo. What's the mitzvah of tekiya shofar? The tekiya shofar is not, the mitzvah is not the tekiya shofar. It's lishmoya kol shofar. The mitzvah is hearing. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. But mele, hearing the shofar is like an amira. You don't have anything, you don't have any ma'aseh mitzvah. So hearing a shofar is exactly like an amira. And if you're telling me that Rabba said that you don't have to have kavana by hearing, even though there's no ma'aseh mitzvah, L'charis mavur over here by Shema, which is an Amira, you do have to have Kavanah. In Unzer Mishnah, it's mavur that a mitzvah that has Amira needs Kavanah. That's why it's only a question, b'negeah to Rabbah, and not a question of Avuah d'Shmuel. Avuah d'Shmuel was talking about a Maisa mitzvah. A Maisa mitzvah, in Echnami, is not Shver from here. That's not what we're asking from here. We're asking specifically on Rabbah. Rabbah said that even an Amira, in other words, a Shmia, which is like an Amira, doesn't need kavana, not like Rabbeinu Yehuda said. L'chor, from our mission, we see that a mitzvah which is an amira does need kavana. Tikshel Rabbah. And B'meila Gemara says no. The kavana that we're talking about over here is kavana of kriya because he's only kri lagia. L'chor would come out that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, it would come out that even a mitzvah of amira doesn't need kavana. The Gemara is Madche. Shema mina mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Gemara understood that the mitzvah of Amira needs kavana. The Gemara is Madche. No, that's not the kavana we're talking about over here. The Mashmai says that according to the Maskanas HaGemara over here, you don't even need kavana. Lefi the Madam mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't even need kavana for an Amira. And the truth is, I didn't make it up. The Bach says that on the Gemara of Pasach B'Shichro. The Bach says that. The Bach says, I don't understand. What's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the suffix of the Gemara by Pasach B'Shichro? We see b'negeah to Kriya Shema that the Gemara says Shema mina nitzvah tzrichas kavana, and even so the Gemara is matcha that you don't need. The Gemara says not. Says the Bach mitam svar zu ikel amemar d'leiv shitich hach bayit b'mkoyim bay. There's a suffix on Daf Yud Beis in the Chanami av lafuma sugi d'reish perek hayakuri shamina d'af b'Kriya Shema shakliy b'amir b'avad ein tzarch kavana l'man d'amr tzitzin tzrichas kavana l'chur from Unzer Mishnah from Unzer Gemara it's mashma. That Lamaskanas Gemara, even by a mitzvah Sheba Amira, you wouldn't need Kavana. Lamais, the Bir Halacha does not say that. He brings down the Rabbeinu Yoina, it's mashma that everybody holds you need Kavana in such a case. The Shaila is, what Taka is Pshat? L'chur, the Rabbeinu Yoina, and Gutaina. What's the difference? Why is it Rabbeinu Yoina Taina that by a mitzvah which is a mitzvah amira, you don't have a ma'aseh mitzvah, so what do you have if you don't have kavana? You don't have a ma'aseh and you don't have kavana, so what do you have? What's Taka the Pshat, according to the Maskanas Gemara, that even by a mitzvah Sheba Amira, you don't need kavana? So the truth is, just to be, with this we'll end the sugya, what's Pshat in the Machlekes of mitzvah Shechus Kavana, not mitzvah Shechus Kavana? We saw in the Rajba, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, Lehedi la'alacha, that l'kuli yama l'chatchila, everybody holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So if everybody holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana, whether it's because a kra or a svara, so what's the difference between l'chatchila b'di'evid? If everybody holds l'chatchila, you need kavana, so why is there a machlokes b'di'evid, whether or not the kavana is ma'akev or not? L'chur, kol kama that it's a kra, l'chur it should be afilu b'di'evid. You could say that the whole thing is only the rabbanan, the whole din kavana is only the rabbanan, and therefore maybe it's only din l'chatchila, it's not a din b'di'evid, that's what the machlokes is. The Mashmois is though, like Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that the Fidamadam Mitzvah Shechus Kavanah for Mechav, you're not even Yotzei Midaraisa. So, if it's only Din Derabanan, it's a little bit fair to say you're not going to be Yotzei Midaraisa unless the Chachamim Mafkir the Mitzvah. So the truth is that the Prima Godim is Mistapik whether or not it's a Din Derabanan, Din Derayisa. However, the Ramban In his asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Hey, Mitzvah Saseh Hey, although he's not going specifically on Field Mother Mitzvah Shrichas Kavani, he says that we learn out of the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem, we learn out that our Mitzvah should be, the Rambam learns out from there the Mitzvah of Tvilo, and the Ramban is Cholik, and he says that we learn out from the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem that we should be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kavona Shlema. All our Mitzvah should be done with Kavona L'Shem Hashem. So that's what we learn out of the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem. And he shouldn't do a Kilu Mistapik, whether or not there's any reason to do it. It should be Vadai. But one of the Chalokim of the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem means that you should be Mekayim the Mitzvahs V'Kavona L'Shem Shamayim. Mashmois is that he holds that the din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavona is a din daraisa. We learn it out of the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem. Some of the Achrenim, Wanatayna, that Gufa is the Machlokes between the Ma'alav and Mitzvah Shichas Kavona and not Mitzvah Shichas Kavona. From the Ma'alav, the Chai Adam says this way in Zichrut Torah Yismoshe, that how do we don up this mitzvah of the Ovdoi Bechol of Avchem? Is it a mitzvah which is a mitzvah klolis that tells me, by the way, every mitzvah that you do, it should be Bechol of Avchem? It doesn't change every single chiluk, every mitzvah. It's not a chiluk of every single mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shebechlolis. Every mitzvah should also have kavana. Or do we say that no, the kavana is a chiluk of each mitzvah? Every mitzvah has two parts. There's the part of the actual ma'aseh mitzvah, shaking a lulav, and there's a second chiluk. You have to have kavana. There's blowing a shofar, and you have to have kavana. Birchas mazon, you have to have kavana. So everybody holds that lechatchila, there's a din la'avdei b'chol avamchem that you have to have kavana. The shayla is it ma'akev the mitzvah or not? If you understand that the din is la'avdei b'chol avamchem is a mitzvah klolis, but it doesn't become a chiluk of every single mitzvah, then in the chanami, you're a mavato the kavana, but it's not ma'akev the mitzvah b'chol, and you're mekayim the mitzvah. Masha'inkin, if you understand that it becomes a chiluk part and parcel of every single mitzvah, then in the chanami, kokama, that you weren't mechavin for the mitzvah, not only is it just the kavana you're mavatal, you also are not mekayim the entire mitzvah. Because it's a chelik of the mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah is the kavana that goes along with it. Fi the man d'arme, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, in the chanami, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Kokama that he wasn't mekayim, that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. That is no difference between the... Avdei b'chol of Avchem. Saying from that Krishma, Avdei b'chol of Avchem. Alvavecha, that's maybe. Cafe. But for this, you could say in the Chanami that there's no difference between, just to end off, there's no difference between Amira and any other thing. Why should we say that there's a chilik between Amira and any other type of mitzvah? If we understand that Avdei b'chol of Avchem is a klaliyus dika mitzvah, then even lefidim other mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana, it's not a chilik of the mitzvah. We're going to say that by Amira it turns into a chilik of the mitzvah. The Avdei b'chol of Avchem is a mitzvah klaliyus. It depends. If it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, then it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. If it's an amira, it turns into a chelik of the mitzvah. The pasuk says no. It's savi said whatever you learn, whether it's a ma'aseh or whether you learn it's amira, it's not going to become a chelik of the mitzvah. Memeila, the maskanas of Gemara would come out that in Chanami, even by an amira, it wouldn't be ma'akev the mitzvah. That's with regard to the sugyo. With regard to the halacha, in simin samach, din birchas kriyashma vim tzvichen kavano. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Bracha Shnei Avas Oilom, Hagov Yishim Rimav Arabah, V'chein Noigim Mechol Ashkenaz, V'ena Pesachas Bebarach, V'nei Shismucha Lebirchas Yitzor, V'imi Poiteres Berchas Ater, Ayin Le'elsim Mem Zayin. The second Bracha is Avas Oilom, or Avar Rabah, Tesharlo, the Nosach Svard is Avas Oilom, some people say on Shabbos Avar Rabah, Yom Kippur Avar Rabah, it's like brought down over here in the Berhete, in the Shari Tshuva. However, Nosach Ashkenaz is that in the morning we say Avar Rabah, and at night we say Avas Oilom. Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah says that even if a person said the entire bracha of Avas Olam in the morning, he's Yetzir Schif. So I know it's not like Yetzir Ma'aris, Samar Varavim. Yetzir Ma'aris is only Shaykh in the morning. Gemara Varavim is only Shaykh in the night. Immediately switch it around, you're not going to be Yetzir. However, Avar Rabbah and Avas Olam, there's not very much of a difference between the two brachas. Immediately, even if you said the entire Avas Olam during the morning, nevertheless, you're going to be Yetzir Yechiv. The Shaila is, you change the matbeah of Chazal. You have to say that in Chazal, it's not considered changing matbeah. Changing matbeah is only when you switch around the actual bracha. But if you said the entire bracha, just at the wrong time, that's not mashana matbeah shetavu chacham. The question is, what happens if a person catches himself, he says the entire bracha, and he says, v'avazchol tasir mimenu le'olamim, baruch ato Hashem. How should he end off? How should he end off? Should he end off Habaycher ba'ama Yisrael ba'avo, like in the morning, or should he end off like the end of the bracha? Oyev Ami Yisrael. So I saw brought down from the Yishei Yisrael brings down in the Haggah that Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote to him that Lechura you should end off Habaycher ba'ama Yisrael ba'avo, and I didn't understand why Lechura. That's Mishana Medbeish Adav Chachamim. Even though the bracha is not very much different during the day and during the night, but Lamai says a different Tviyas HaBracha, Chazal were Kaveh different words for the different bracha. Ava Rabba and Avas Oilam is just the first two words, but the rest of it is not. That's the Shaila, and the point comes, so how do we do it? But the rest of it, Lachar, Chazal were Kaveh. So why, how can you end off with a different bracha? So the truth is that I saw that Tadisha Yisrael himself went Lepaskin out that way. He said he heard from Vnoivert that you should end off with the bracha of, well, if Saivi Saivi the Evid, you could be Yaitzer, so end off with the Oyev Alma Yisrael. In the Chanami, don't switch the bracha in the middle. What happens though, if you remember, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you say V'Avos Chal Tassir Menor Le'ilomim, and just before you get up to Baruch Atah Hashem, you remember that you're in the middle of Shacharis, you're not in the middle of Marv, believe it or not. You knew that there was something funny on your forehead, and you realized it was your filling, and you realized you're in the middle of Shacharis. So, what should you do? Should you end off Baruch Atah Hashem? Should you go back? Should you continue? What should you do in such a case? So, it's not bar over here. I thought that there's a raya from Simshalim. There's a bir halacha all the way at the end, in Kuf Chav Zayin, the last, maybe the last bir halacha in Chilak Aleph, that he says that if a person says Sholem Rav in the morning, or Simshalim at night, so he says, Lehepech Mir Lekin Be'erev, Shomer Simshalim, Afilo Minisker, he says, I'm sorry, Minisker Ba'Baker Kishishisker Sholem Rav, Koyin Shomer Baruch Atah Hashem, after the Yachs of Yemer Sim Shalim, if a person in the morning said Shalim Rav instead of Sim Shalim, then maybe you should go back. If you get up, if you remember before Baruch Atah Hashem, you should go back and say Sim Shalim. Aval Ahepech, Im Iru Lekin Be'erev, Sha'omer Sim Shalim, there's Nusach that say Bechal. They say Mincha Marav, they say Sim Shalim, they always say Sim Shalim. Sha'omer Sim Shalim, Afilu Menizke, Kredim Sha'omer Baruch Atah Hashem, Nir De'in Tzarech Lachzer, Dichim Yishum Sha'hoisiv Bebakosha Migra Gara. Says just because you added on to the Shalom Rav, it's going to be worse. Kalamoisiv Garea, no. Therefore, you wouldn't even have to go back. So Lecharu, we'd be able to say the same thing when they get to Avar Abba and Avasoylam. If it's in the morning and before Baruch Atah Hashem, so if you said Avasoylam, you said less than you should have. So go back to the beginning and say Avar Abba. However, it's at night and you add it on, so then there's no reason. Mishum Dehoisiv Migra Gara. I saw in the Yishei Yisrael, he was mitzayin that the Mishnah Berurah of Esam says, but again, to Emes V'yatzim, Emes V'emunah. In Simin Samach Vav, Sivkotan Nun Gimel, it's the same thing. Let's say a person says Emes V'emunah in the morning, and he remembers, right before he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, what should he do? So there the Mishnah Berurah says, he should go, Im Adayin Le'omer Hashem Shal Sefer Bracha, Yachzur Letchilas HaBracha. Im Hichlif Bracha Shal Shachar Zal Arvis Or Lehepich, Im Adayin Le'omer Hashem Shal Sefer Bracha, Yachzur Letchilas HaBracha. I guess they're both long brachas. I'm not sure. But he says, if you already said that, Yisayim Vein Tzarech Lachzer. There it happens to be that the end of the bracha is the same by both morning and night, Gal Yisrael. So either way, you're going to end off Baruch Hashem, you're going to end off Gal Yisrael. However, he says, if you're before the Baruch Atah Hashem, then you should go back to the beginning, Memela. If a person catches himself in the morning, right before Baruch Atah Hashem, then Lachar, you should go back to the beginning of Avar Abba and start again. If you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, then there's a machlokes apoiskim. Maybe it's a suffix of Reb Chaim. It's in suffix of Reb Chaim. I don't know to go back to say. That's how I would have thought that it shouldn't be Meshan Matbea. But obviously, I'm not going to be machri in the machlokes. Yishei Yisrael, the way that he paskin was that you go back, that you say the bracha that you started, and you would end off Oyev Ami Yisrael. Now, what happens if a person is in the middle? This was one of the questions. It's a bare hatev over here. If a person catches himself by Hagodol, and he doesn't know if he's in Eshem, Akel, Amelech, Hagodol, Agibar, of Yoter Or, or he's by Hagodol of Neiro Batochnu, of Avarabo, what should he do in such a case? Unfortunately, it's not that uncommon. Should he go back to Yoter Or, or should he go or continue from where he is? So the bare hatev brings down that those that say you should go back to the first bracha, Hilamaisa says that you should not, and just go back to the beginning of Avarabo, That's how he's mitzvah, he brings down, he's mitzvah to do that. The man Rav Kiva Eger goes away in Siman Samach Dalet also. It seems to be the way the Be'er Hitav is mask is going back to the beginning of the bracha, just like we said before, and that's like in the last case. That's not a problem of bracha v'atala, and even though you said Hashem Hashem, possibly beforehand, you would be able to go back to the beginning of the bracha. To start by Yitzhar, then there's a shayla of getting to a bracha v'atala. It could be that you're ready, you for sure started half of the bracha. So what are you going to do? Go back to the middle of the bracha, and maybe only have a half a bracha, end off a half a bracha Yitzhar. Then you're getting to brachas shayla bracha v'atala, and the brachas lahalacha are not ma'akiv. It's better to just go back to the beginning of Avarava. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Asher anoichim etzavcha ayoyim hanu loymar Sorry. Kare kriyashma v'lei bracha yatsi dei chavetz kriyashma. V'chayiz v'kare ha-brachas v'lei kriyashma. If a person leaned kriyashma without the brachas, which is common if a person is before shachris and he's scared that he's going to miss zaytzma and kriyashma, so he leaned kriyashma beforehand, the halacha is nevertheless when he gets up to brachas kriyashma, he should say the brachas kriyashma without kriyashma. Nearly, says the Mechaber, Shetoyv Lachzer Velikrois Kriyashma Mabrachis. Nearly that it's good to go back and say Kriyashma with the Brachis. The Prima Gaudim understood that the reason is because maybe you're not used to the Brachis without Kriyashma, like Rav Haiga and Shita. Mishnah Berurah totally went connected to Prima Gaudim and he said that we zikr, that's not the reason why. The reason is like the Goyin said, because Kidei Lamayid Betfilom Mitoich Divrei Torah. That's the reason why you're saying it. Now, it sounds like that it's not, according to the Prima Gaudim, there's a tzad that maybe you're really not used to the brachis. Lamais, we don't go like Rav Haigrin. To be choshes lechatchila, maybe you should be choshes generally. But we don't really go medina like Rav Haigrin. And the Mela, it's only a nearly that you should, toiv lachs of likris kriyashma, but it sounds like that ba'etzim you're not mechuyiv to say kriyashma, which would mean that if a person was scared that he's not going to make tefillah b'tzibur, he woke up and his minion's going to, whatever, it's going to take him a while to get to Shachris. He's not sure if he's going to say Shema on time. He says Shema in the morning. He finally gets to Shachris, to Shul, and you see he's already deep into Birchas Kriyashma. If he's going to say Kriyashma, then he's not going to make Tefillah B'Tzibur. Can he skip Kriyashma in this case? He already was Yetzi Kriyashma beforehand. Can he skip Kriyashma in this case? So I think that the Mashmois of the Mechaber is V'nirli Shetoyiv Lachzer. It's Mashmois that's not Mikra. Then you would be able to skip in this case. And that's how I saw in Halicha Shlomo, brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that you would be able to skip in such a case. He's metayin there that the Prima Gaudim is mistopic when he gets to this Shaila. However, he says the Lechura, that's Mashmois of the Mechaber, is that you would be able to skip in such a case. How about skipping brachas? If we hold that brachas are not ma'akvais, and a person is not going to make Tefillah B'Tzibur, can he skip some of the brachas to be, and he'll say the brachas afterwards. He'll skip the brachas, he'll start from Shema, or start from Emes V'Yatziv. He wants to be Semech Gula Tefillah. He realizes he's late, so we'll just skip over Yetzer Mar, Yetzer Ar, and Avar Rabo. And Shema he doesn't have to say, he already said beforehand. Start from Emes V'Yatziv. Gol Yisrael, Semech Gula Tefillah, and he'll say the brachas afterwards. That already, the Prima Gaudim is mitzadid, he was mistopic, and Siman Nun Beis, Eshel Avram Aleph, he's mistopic, and it sounds like he's machriya not to do that. And even Shlomo Zalman, when he gets to nighttime, that we know that Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than Smichas Gula Tefillah Ukedema, and the brachas are not machriya, and he said, don't skip any brachas. Even Ashkivenu, which sometimes you do skip it, like after Alei Sashachar, he says, don't skip brachas to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's all with Nikva as one thing, and therefore, and the meaning is certainly not to do that. Therefore, one should not skip brachas to be able to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. So if a person was already into Kriyashma, he could skip Kriyashma to get there. However, he shouldn't skip brachas, even though the brachas are not ma'akev, and he'll say the brachas afterwards. Because, amen, nevertheless, he should rather daven b'yechidus than skip the brachas and daven b'tzibur. Morning and night. Sif Gimel. Say the brachas ain't a ma'akev. Shimhiktim shnil rishayna yotzi de chavis abrachis. The say the brachas is not ma'akev. Even if you're hiktim shnil rishayna, then you're yotze. And not only that, even if you put the ones that are afterwards, like Mishnah Berurah said, you put emes v'yatziv before kriyashma, doesn't make a difference. Whatever you do, you're yotze. Lachor, in that case, in a chanami, you weren't masmach gula tefila. Unless you say shema is not considered a hefsik in between gula tefila. But lamaisa, you're yotze the brachas kriyashma and the kriyashma. Now, there's an interesting thing here. The Magen Avraham brings down the Sheish Zechiras that a person should have in mind. However, the Mishnah Berurah is not quoted here. He does not quote the Sheish Zechiris, even though the Ber Hetev does. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote it. He says, the Magen Avraham says that Bekavonois Ubiksavim, which is the Kisrei Arizal, Kosev Shel Zechiris He Mitzvah Saseh. So now it sounds like it's a Mamasha Daraisa. It's a Mitzvah Saseh. This is Mitzvah Saseh Derabbanon, he means. And therefore he should be Mechavadim Bishas Avarabah. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah did not bring it down. It's Mashma that Meikar Adini held that you're not Mechuyev. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he's Masber why. He says that the only mitzvah that we know from Chazal, the Chazal said you're Mechuyev every day, the Zechiro, is Zechiro Sitzis Mitzrayim. In the morning and at night, is the Machloikis, when there's Daraisa, the Rabbanan. But that's the one that's Mechuyev every day. Shabbos says Zochar Shema Shabbos Lakadshrei. Lakadshrei is when you're Mechadish Shabbos, only on Shabbos. You're not Mechuyev every single day. Lakadish Shabbos. And there's Zechira of Mechias HaMalek, which is once a year, and we do that before Purim, before Nisan Asidin Ligol, and the Melo, that's why we do it once a year. But the other ones we never find in Chazal, that's the Zechira that a person has to be Zerich on every single day. L'chorik, you know, that's how the Mishnah Berurah went. There is an Inyan, however, to Mekayim this Arizal, it sounds like it's a Mitzvah essay. That's why a lot of people say the Sheish Zechira is at the end, the Kavachayim says it's really Eser Zechira. If you look at the Aliyas Elio Siddur, in the back, they don't have Sheish Zechiris. They have Eser Zechiris. Zechor Ma'ash Lecha, Mayart Lecha, Bilam V'Balak. That's one of the Zechiris. About 10 different Zechiris. Some people say that that's the reason why we say Hayayim Yoyim Rishim B'Shabbos. Shabbayim Levim Hayim Reves HaMikdash. It's B'Mask Yer Shabbos. That's why some people, when it comes to Rish Chodesh, they say Baruch Hinafshi. So you're not saying, they say Hayayim Yoyim Rishim B'Shabbos. Baruch Hinafshi is Hashem. You don't say Shabbayim Levim Hayim Reves HaMikdash. Because you're not saying the Shir Shal Yom, you're saying Baruch Hanafshi. But you still want to be Mazkir the Shabbos, you say Hayom Yom Mishnah B'Shabbos. It would sound like from the Mishnah Berurah that in Chanami Meikar Adin it's not a Chiyuv. However, Al Pi Kabbalah, it sounds like it is a Mitzvah Sasi. The Sif Dalet, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavano, says the Mechaber, Yeh Shemim Shem Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavano. The Yeh Shemim Shetzrichas Kavano, Latiz Basiyos Oysa Mitzvah, Mechin Halacha. There's always a shayla when there's a yeshem and a yeshemim, what the halacha is. In this case, there is no shayla. The Mechaber himself tells you, v'chein halacha that yeshemim shetzichas kavana lotis basiyas oisa mitzvah, and like the mandamer mitzvah shetzichas kavana. Now, what is the kavana that we're talking about? The Mishnah Berurah says that there's two different types of kavana. There's the kavana of kavana salev lemitzvah atzma. That's lechur what's learned out of the Gemara and the Dharm that he brings in at the end. Kavana salev lemitzvah Atma is, I'm sorry, that's what he brings, that's the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Bepiv v'svasav kibduni v'libay rochak mimeni. V'ti yirosim o'isim mitzvah anoshim ulamadam. The Maisel Mishabur only brings on the second chelik of the pasuk, but that's l'chor what it's learned out of. The first chelik of the pasuk is, you're doing l'chavin l'shem, kavana salev l'mitzvah atma. Understand? Being mechaven at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, not kavanas leiv to be mekayim the mitzvah. What the Indian of the mitzvah is, the Indian of the mitzvah, either if it's an amira, what you're saying, or if it's sukkis, that you're supposed to be sitting zeichela anoni akavid, whatever the kiyum of the Indian hamitzvah is. A person that does it without it, that's bepiv ubeliba uvisvasev kibduni beliba rochak menu. That's mitzvah zanoshim ilamada. Then there's a second chelik, and that is lotzeis. Beis kavana latizba dainu sheichavin lekayim bazek asher tziva Hashem. That's l'chor the second makor that he brought, that he said that mitzvah min mukhar kuliyam avayd mitzarech kavana because he's a bin adarim asay dvarim l'shem payalam. You should do things l'shem payalam. So there's the chilek of being mechavin, thinking about what you're doing at the time that you're doing it, and there's also the kavana of lekayim a mitzvah l'shem payalam. You're doing it l'shem kiyum mitzvah. The first kavana, that's only ma'akiv. We're going to get to the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Maybe the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. Well, that's the Raisa, the Rabbanon. And according to the Bach, it's also Ma'akev in three mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs. Sukkah, Tvilin, and Tzitzit. It says by all of them, Leman. Leman tizkur v'asisim eskoma tzvayisei. Leman tiyat aris Hashem v'ficho by Tvilin. Leman yidu deriseichin givin sukkis v'sham tzvinei yisol. That it says by sukkis. From the fact that the Torah tells you Leman, so that Vaisa says, Torah is telling you that you must be mechavin this. The kavan is ma'akiv. For the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma, it's only din lechatchila. He doesn't bring it down with the Ever. He's matayin it here in the Bir Halacha. He's mestapik according to the Bach. If a person borrows somebody else's talent, doesn't have a kavan, what's the halacha? But lechura, that's by roiv mitzvahs, it's not ma'akiv, only by kriyashma or maybe by these mitzvahs according to the Bach. The second kavano of doing kavano l'shem mitzvah, that's by all mitzvahs. That's the machlekes tanoim and psachim and amaroim and Rosh Hashanah and la'alach la'maisa, the ways of mechaber paskins is that mitzvah tzrichas kavano, like that manda omar, that is not mechalik between the raisas derabanan mechlal, mashma that side by the raisas side derabanan. The Mishabur brought down from Radvaz that by derabanan is not, but he said from the mechaber and kama mekoymis, it's mashma that there's no chilik. So similarly in the bir alacha, there's a sharatim later on also that's mashma. He says that farichranu b'simin samach that there's no chilik between the raisas derabanan. Everybody holds that mitzvah tzrichas kavano. Side by this, side by that, mitzvah tzrichas kavano. Now, what is the kavana that a person has to have? L'kayim a mitzvah. Do you have to be mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah, Samach Shemaim, to be carrying the mitzvah of Zeichat, Tzitzis, Mitzvah, to be carrying the mitzvah of Sukkah, Tzitzis, Lulav? Or is it enough to be mechaven to be mekayim a mitzvah? Do you have to be mekayim any mitzvah? So Sod HaPiskei Tshuvos is actually medayik from the Loshon Mechaber, v'yeshemim shetzichas kavana lotis ba'asiyas oisa mitzvah. Lotis ba'asiyas oisa mitzvah. I'm not sure that it's a diak. That is because the lashon of the why is that? Because Mishnah Berurah says a similar lashon. He says, "Kavana lotzis ba dainu sheichaven lekayim baze kasher tiva Hashem lekayim baze kasher tiva Hashem." What does it mean baze? In other words, lekayim with what you're doing. Do you have to mechaven for that exact mitzvah? You have to have that mitzvah in mind. It's enough with what I'm doing now. When I'm mechaven a mitzvah, a basiyas oisa mitzvah. I would think that maybe that's what the mechaber means. The Aruch HaShulchan says it lehedya. In Sifches, in Simen Samach Sifches, he says over there that you do not have to mechaven for the specific mitzvah. It's enough to mechaven, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah. That's enough. He's medayik from Rashi. Rashi in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and our sugya says she's kavin l'shem mitzvah, and he doesn't say that you have to be mechaven for which mitzvah you have to mechaven. L'shem mitzvah, that's enough. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, also you do not have to say pepeh, kavana b'lev is enough. Now, when are you mekayim this? When do you have this kavanah? So Mishnah Berurah says, and twice he actually says that you should be mechaven koyde masiyas hamitzvah. In Sifkat and Yod, he says that you should be mechaven koyde masiyas hamitzvah to be yoytze the mitzvah. The mashmoyis is that you only have to be mechaven before you do the mitzvah. Vaday tzarich lizor lechaven koydim kol mitzvah latzis yidei chayvas hamitzvah. It's mashma that you only need kavanah before the mitzvah. You do not need kavana b'meshech the whole time of the mitzvah. It's like once you have the kavana at the beginning, when you put your tzitzis on the shame mitzvah tzitzis, then it works. So that everything is all shame in the beginning. As soon as you have kavana at the beginning, that's enough. Now, let's say you didn't have kavana beforehand. Can you have kavana during the mitzvah? So says Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is misafik. Maybe you could even have kavana after the mitzvah. Terech de diber. We know terech de diber kedibur is when a person's karei al meisa and then he dies afterwards. The nifter, the person who's alive dies afterwards. He says that the Gemara says you're yetzay. He says maybe techad edibur kedibur, you be yetzay your kavana even techad edibur. He's mistaken because on the chotshani he was pushed him that he can't be yetzay. Even though when you get the Shema Yisrael, the kavana of Pir Shamilim, he brought them from the Chazanish. Even after you finish the entire pasuk, you could be mechavin. We'll get to that Be'ezor Hashem and Misi in Samach Aleph. However, when you get to mechavin Lotzis Day Mitzvah, he says it's pushed that afterwards you wouldn't be able to be yetzay. But during the mitzvah in the Chanami, that's enough. If you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, it doesn't have to be dafka beforehand, lechatchila beforehand, like a bracha, the ritzvah says in Psachim, Dav Zayin, a bracha is showing that you're doing the mitzvah, the shema mitzvah. A bracha is always beforehand, ervi las yasa. That's the Indian of being ervi las yasa, that you, with the ma'isa that you're doing, the dibur that you're doing, that's the shema mitzvah. So lechatchila beforehand, even b'shas ma'isa, for sure if you're mechavan the entire time, matei v'manoim. But in a chanami, all you need is once at the beginning, and that's enough. The Bir Halacha brings down here that even if he the Ma'adamar mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, there's four different cases that he's going to be masking that he needs kavana. The first one is a mitzvah sheba amira, like we saw in Rabbeinu Yerno, that a ma'isa is b'makom the kavana, but if you have an amira, you don't have a ma'isa, and you don't have kavana, so what do you have b'chol? Now the interesting thing is, if you look at the sound like Rabbeinu Yerno, he says, u'ksheinu mechavin ba'amira, ve'einu oisa ma'isa, nimtza k'mish le'yosa shum davar me'a mitzvah. What kavana is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? Kavana before the Amira or b'shas the Amira? The mashmaitz of Rabbeinu Yonah is you have to have kavana. If you don't have any, you don't have anything. You don't have the maiso and you don't have any kavana at the time of the Amira. The kavana before the Amira? If it's kavana before the Amira, then still b'shas the Amira you don't have anything. Mashmaitz is that he's talking about a kavana at the time of the Amira. Yesh lain. But that's what Mishnah Berurah brings down, that Ken Zayin, he's not machriya. The Aruch HaShulchan also was mitzayin it. Nizdam Achriya. Ken zayin nizdam Achriya. Because we hold mitzvah Tzvichas Kavanah. So it doesn't make a difference whether or not whether or not mitzvah Sheba Amiro, you have to mechaven. However, there might be a nafkamina in the case of... We'll get that in a minute. By the Chayazim. The second case that he talks about is a person is misasik. Person is bechlal, not having kavanah to do the mitzvah. He picks up the shofar, he doesn't know what it is, it sticks in his mouth, and he starts coughing, and out comes the tkiyah. He's bechlal, not being mechavim for the ma'isa mitzvah. That's a misasik ba'almo. That is not kavanah, lasis bechlal. Now, we paskin once again, the mitzvah is kavanah. However, if you hold like the chaya adam, then as long as, obviously what you're doing, the Mishnah Berurah brings on the chayam at the end, so long as what you're doing is certainly to mekayim the mitzvah. For example, a guy's in the middle of shacharis and saying Shema. Why else is he saying Shema in the middle of shacharis if not to mekayim the Koran's chum to say Shema, to mekayim the mitzvah, kriya Shema? But let's say, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the guy is totally spacing out of his box. He says he's not even, his lips are moving and he doesn't even realize it. All of a sudden, he hears people moving around. What's going on? Everybody gets up for Tilois the Kaelion. What's going on? Where am I? Ah, I'm in the middle of shacharis. He doesn't realize what he's doing. Bukhari says, that's mamash masasik. That, the chayim is not going to help you. Because this guy is mamash masasik. He says, however, the mashmois is that from the gemara, the mechaber that passes later on, that if a person is up to v'chasavtem, and he doesn't know which chasavtem he's holding by. So if he went straight into l'man yirbi yimeichem, then he's allowed to presume he's by the second chasavtem. So the vice says the guy doesn't have the slightest idea what he's saying, and unless he hates him. Sarachin. That's yesh lion why that's not considered a masasik. Which would be not be yetzah according to anybody. The third case is if a person doesn't even realize it's a ma'isa mitzvah. For example, if a guy thinks that it's erev yantif, not yantif, and he picks up the lulav, so he picks it up. He just wants to practice before yantif, and afterwards he finds out that it was yantif. Then he's not yetzah. Why not yetzah? The Ram brings down from the Ram Rosh Hashanah says the Turiyah, and the reason is that's mamash a masasik. That's another form of masasik. You're not being mechaven to do a ma'isa mitzvah b'chlal. You don't realize that the ma'isa that you're doing is a ma'isa mitzvah at all. Think it's erev yantif. That's mamash a masasik. You're being misasik in something else, not in a ma'isa mitzvah at all. And the fourth thing is, if a person has kavana shaloi latzis, if a person has kavana lahed yishaloi latzis, then the kuli alma, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not yitzah. Now it happens to be that this is not ungenumen by everybody, the G'day L'Echreinim, the G'day L'Echreinim, Pnei Yeshua, Tur Yevin, that are mitzadeh, like the Ra'ah says that even if you have kavana shaloi latzis, you're still yitzah. And and it's a lot better than misasik. Misasik, you don't even chap that you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. Here, you realize that you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. You just don't want to be yetzer. And let me say, what do you mean? You're trying to have a tenai against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm doing kabbalas moshamayim, but I'm not really being yetzer the mitzvah. So what did you do? I'm shaking the lulav, but I'm not being yetzer the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. You can't. How could it be that you're not yetzer the chiyuv? However, the Mishnah Berurah the ma'isa goes that you're not yetzer this and that. The kam v'kam advarim. Many scenarios. Where if a person has kavanah not to be eitzah, that's the very best eitzah in many cases. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, that works, you're not eitzah. Now, one thing that's not discussed here is, what's with mitzvahs bein adam l'chavir? Do you have to have kavanah? We're not going to get into too much. There is a Rabbi Chanan in Kevet Shirim Chelik Beis. Simen Chav Gimel, he is mechadish, he says, and Kama Achreinim say the same yesod, that a mitzvah that you have the eitzah regardless, then... Even if you hold mitzvah shirchas kavana, you do not have to, if you weren't mechavi, you don't have to go back and do the mitzvah. The way that he says it, he says, Yesh bei sugi mitzvahs. One, shasiyas ha-mitzvah al yedei ha-adam hi guf ha-mitzvah, if you're going shofar v'lulav. And the second one is, she'ikar mitzvah yitzah ha-maisa. Pidyon shvuyim, priyas b'chay, priyas b'rivya. If a guy paid somebody back, but he didn't have a mind to become a mitzvah, so you have to pay him back again? No, zikr, you have the tzitzah already. You have these type of cases, pidyon shvuyim, the guy's free. Matir asurim baruch Hashem, he's out of bidun. He was Mekayim, he already did it. There, in a Hanami, there's a Shaila, maybe you're not Mekayim. Zichr, you have a Maisa Chesed and you get Schar. You have the actual mitzvah, that's a Shaila. But certainly in the Chatzchila, everybody holds that mitzvah Tzichas Kavana. The last thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says, a big savior for Klal Yisrael, he says that even though we hold that mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, however, if it's muchach mitoich what you're doing, that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, then even if you weren't mechav lahedya, I want to be mekayim a mitzvah, nevertheless, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, like the example that the Mishnah Berurah gives in Simen Reish Lamed Tes is that when a person is saying Shema during davening, obviously his kavana is, in the Sharatini says it's a cotton base, obviously his kavana is Lotzis Yidei Takonas Chachamim. The Kaim Kamoisha Tiknu Chazal, he says. In other words, even though he doesn't think about, over there he's certainly not thinking about which mitzvah is being Mekayim. However, why else is this guy sitting here in the morning with his tefillin on, wrapped up and saying Shema? He's obviously trying to do what Chazal told him to do, and a chelik of what Chazal told him to do is to say Shema. Included in Shema is Kabbalah Zol Shemaim, Kabbalah Zol Mitzvah, Tzitzis Mitzayim, all these things are Memela. And Memela, even though he wasn't Mechavin, Hineni Mechavin, Lefnei Asiyas HaMitzvah Zu, to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zbori, nevertheless, it works to Yoyte Yidei Chavotzayim. Mr. Burin ends on that this is only Bidi Eved. Lechatchila, certainly everybody holds you have to be Mekayim, you have to think I'm being Mechavin, to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. Now, this is really encapsulates most of Yiddishkeit. That's really right. That's exactly what the Taina that Rebbeinu Shalom had was b'piv v'b'svasiv kibduni v'liba rochak v'meni. The ikur is to be mechavim beforehand. I'm being mechavim to be mekayim mitzvahs b'ri. You don't have to have the kavanah zariza. You don't have to have like the Yisrael Mishra Shavad says when you do the na'anuim. A lot of people think talalim roim kivunim. What he says. How do we know what to do? Yisrael Mishra Shavad is quoting zeres left and right and the kavanah zariza v'chulu. Says what you should have in mind is hineni mekayim v'zeh kavanahs b'ri. That's what he says. That's what you should have in mind. At least, the whole parashas, that's the very least that we can ask from a yid, is, I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah now. You're putting your tefillin in the morning, Mekayim a mitzvah. Yes, you have a chai adam. Why else are you putting on phylacteries in the morning at 7 o'clock? If not, Mekayim a mitzvah v'ri. However, to say the hinini mechavim beforehand, to think about it a little bit, that is the lechatchila according to everybody, to be Mekayim and Mekayim the mitzvah. Now, where is there an nafka mina lehalacha between it's going to be very hard pressed to find the case that there's going to be a nakamina. Lechatchila, everybody holds mitzvah tzvias kavanah. B'di'eved, any case that you have a ma'isa where it's muchach what you're doing, if you're eating masa, if you're picking up a lulav, if you're blowing a shofar, listening to shofar, if you stop to hear the shofar, right? A person that's passed the stop, obviously you're trying to make a kind of mitzvah. All these cases, you have the chai adam. If you're saying Shema, you're davening, all these things, tefillin, tzitzis, why else are you putting on a four-corner garment? What else are you doing? All these cases you've been carrying. And if you're the man of mitzvahs, ain't trichas kavana, if it's Amira, you're not yetzef, mechavin ledishle, you're not yetzef, mzazik, you're not yetzef. Where's the nafkamino between the cases? I'm not exactly sure. Mr. Brewer came up with a case of a guy that usually davens marav early, and then he's on Erev Shabbos, and this week he daven late, so in that case he has to have in mind. These cases are unique cases. The case that Mishnah Berurah starts out with, if you're benching with your child, lechanchem mitzvahs, in such a case, that's a mitzvah sheva amira batzem. Everybody's going to hold, really, that you need kavan, according to what the Mishnah Berurah, according to what the Biar Lacha said. These cases are, it's not exactly clear what the case would be. Tekeh l'islamid, maybe. Maybe tekeh l'islamid would be a nafkemino. That if you're the mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, in a chanami you're yaitse. And if you're the man of mitzvahs, then in such a case, you're not going to be Yitzel. But there's not many cases, L'chiro, that are going to be enough Kamina L'alacha. Sifhei, with this will end. Kivin Liboy, Akuris Hashemar V'lei Kivin Liboy, B'Pasik Rishon, Shishma Yisrael, Yotzei Dei Chavosai, V'Sharim Le Kivin Liboy, Filo Yekir Vaturi, U'Magi HaParashias, Eilu, V'Yino Eskriya Shema Yotzel. If a person had Kavana, as long as he had Kavana for the first Pasik, which Mishnah Berurah says is Kavana of Pir Shaminim Kabal Omar Shamayim, that's enough. Who should Kivin Liboy, B'Pasik Rishon? However, the kavana, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kavana, lotzeis yidei choyvas ha-mitzvah, has to be for all three parshiyos. What does that mean? That means that lechatchila, you should be thinking before Shema, I want to be yotze with all three parshiyos. As a matter of fact, the best thing to do is, like the Chayyadim says, before you say Shema, I want to be yotze kabbalas al shemayim, before you say vayim shemaya, kabbalas al mitzvahs, and before you say vayomer, or b'shas zechiris yitzis mitzrayim, you say I want to be yotze zechiris yitzis mitzrayim. B'di'evet, even if you didn't have any kavanah, the very fact you're Shema, that's the Chai Adam. Chatchilo, you should be mechavin for Gimel Parshis, each one before each Parsha.